Unless you know what growth is, you may have the illusion that you are growing. When you suggest that someone should grow, it is obvious to me that they have no idea what it means, or how to grow, or what it feels like. The reason I measure someone's accurate vocabulary is to see to what degree words mean for them what they actually mean, to what degree they have an actual experience about the meaning of words. Growth is a word like that, a word that unless you have experienced its meaning, you have no idea what it means. You'll experience many words vicariously. Meaning through another person. Through literature. Through looking for that phenomenon, like when you are making a collage. One of my students has raised her vibration 80 points by creating elaborate collages boring deeply into words and their meanings. She now has 10 words where her clarity went from 1% to 30%. The average clarity of politicians and spiritual teachers, virtue signalers is 7%, with the highest 10% and the lowest 1% clarity of what they are talking about, using words they have no clue about, have had no experience of being. Oops, this article is turning into a rant. Not my intention. It's Sunday and it is my usual hour for my Sunday rant. Good habits die really slowly. I am forced to have my Sunday rant call tomorrow. Sacrilegious, I say, having a Sunday rant on a Monday, the violation or profanation of anything sacred or held sacred. Anyway, back to growth, only a tiny segment of my readers have ever experienced growth. It is nearly impossible to grow without at the same time raising your TLB, your toughness score. If under pressure you choose moving away, slamming out, avoiding, or crumbling, you don't grow. If you run from hardship, effort, tedium, you don't grow. I have, after 2 years of convalescing, started to rebuild my musculature, so I can walk, climb, carry. Source doesn't promise I won't hurt, or I will ever stop hurting. But I will hurt and I'll be able to do all what I do today and more, longer and heavier and higher. I started with walking on flat surface around a grassy area in my neighboring park. It was a killer. Oftentimes I could not even make it past the first tree. And by the time I dragged myself home, I dragged myself straight to bed and wondered if I was ever going to recover. After a month I added weights. Handheld weights, my heavy hand weights. I am in my second month. I march, skip, half run around the circle, once, twice, three times, and even add 1 to 2 short skips and jumps at home with the weights. It feels that the pain is just as intense. But it comes on later, and it goes away faster. At this rate I'll be able to go for an hour without having to take a break, by November to December, if I don't slack off. What am I growing? I am definitely growing my muscles. And I am, I say, growing myself. Acting in the face of pain is the sure sign of growing. No pain? Nothing is growing. Not your willpower, not your willingness, not your vocabulary, not your vibration, not your cell hydration, nothing. No growth. Stagnation or shrinking. If you live in survival, and scarcity, of course you can't grow, because you can only grow from some level of stability. It's like jumping. Try to jump high if and when you don't have sure footing. One important and easy to acquire way to increase your stability is to increase your cell hydration, and come out of survival mode. It is painful at first, because you actually have to do something, have to pay attention, have to schedule, make changes, so most people won't even succeed on the starting level, they give up. I have, at last count, 208 people who bought the water energizer. 50% only finished their setup. I even got one's package with all the parts in the mail, and a note from a buyer, give it to someone who can use it. Said the note. The buyers of those stuff in the audio gave up before they even got started. 10% of the buyers got to 30% cell hydration and could have started to enjoy a life of power. But only 10% of those 10% kept the good work up. This is why I am starting the water energizer challenge. For a month or so I'll check every participant's cell hydration and post it in a Google spreadsheet, to track how they're doing. I am also making myself available to answer questions. Many people's water is not coherent because they have some wrong idea how the world works. And they slavishly obey their idea, not life. So I can help them correct the errors of their thinking. So they can get hydrated. And become more intelligent, and more flexible. Rigidity is one symptom of survival mode. If your rigidity number is high, you live in survival mode. Raising your cell hydration will help with that, will make you more flexible. If you are having technical issues, I am an engineer, I can probably help you with that. If you need supplies, I can point you in the right direction. Or sell you some of the stock I have to help with your type of problem. I hope you know that I can connect to your water, through a picture of it, and measure its vibration. I can even download the water energizer into it, although it's hard work for me, and it will set you back $50 a pop. I can help you select the water to energize. Unless your water is energizable, you are wasting your energies. The less the water is filtered, the more energizable it is. Counterintuitive? Most things that work are. I have a favorite saying, if it makes sense, it is not true. Most things that make sense are flat out BS. Okay, sign up to the water energizer challenge by filling out the page in the link. Sign up to the challenge, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/challenge.